For this Friday, March 28th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Mount Vernon man has been arrested for sexual misconduct with a minor. The Mount Vernon Police Department says 20-year-old Jose Delcid Melgar had been asking for nude photos and had sex with the underage victim. Melgar was 19 years old at the time of the offense. Officials say the investigation revealed sexually explicit messages between the two. There were also messages revealing Melgar had asked the victim to delete their chat history after expressing concern he was going to get in trouble for their relationship. Jose Delcid Melgar was charged with sexual misconduct with a minor, which is a level 5 felony. Officials with the Mount Vernon Police Department are on high alert next month as they join a statewide effort to reduce distracted driving and speeding. The department is participating in an annual traffic safety campaign running from April 5th through April 19th with a focus on identifying dangerous drivers who are speeding or distracted behind the wheel. The campaign is part of a larger initiative aimed at improving road safety and saving lives. In 2024, distracted driving and speeding were responsible for over 17,000 crashes across Indiana, resulting in 230 deaths. With that in mind, Mount Vernon officers will be out in full force conducting high visibility patrols to deter unsafe driving behaviors. This effort is funded by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration with grants provided by the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute. Motorists should expect to see increased patrols across the city during the campaign period. USI women's basketball saw their season come to an end with a 76-64 loss at home last night to Buffalo in the Super 16 round of the WNIT. Trinity Ralston scored 15 points in the loss. The biggest difference in the game was the second quarter, when the Screaming Eagles were outscored 21-8. USI women's basketball finishes with a 23-13 record. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers scorched the Wizards in Washington 162-109. The 162 points were the most scored in franchise history. Indiana also made a franchise-best 27 three-pointers in the game. Tyrese Halliburton paved the way with 29 points. The Pacers improved to 43-30 on the year, and they will play at the Thunder tomorrow night. Opening day of Major League Baseball was yesterday, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Minnesota Twins at home 5-3. Lars Nootbaar and Nolan Arenado each homered in the win for the Redbirds. The Chicago Cubs tapped the D-backs out in Arizona 10-6. The Cincinnati Reds got tripped up at home by the San Francisco Giants 6-4, and the Chicago White Sox blasted the Los Angeles Angels in Chicago 8-1. Coming up tonight in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, Kentucky plays Tennessee at 6:30, and Purdue takes on Houston at 9 o'clock. Both of those games are being played in Indianapolis. That's news and sports for this Friday, March 28th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.